us that our sin is forgiven.
并且他复活了，给我们一个新的生命的能力。
He's resurrected and has given us a power for a new life.
我今天早上7点跟大家一起在外面做晨曦礼拜。
Today, Reverend Lin was with us at 7 a.m. in our sunrise service.
然后我就突然之间，他的那个眼见之处看到了一棵橘子树，使我突然之间对复活的意义有一个更深刻的认识。
He noticed an orange tree in front of him, and he had a new understanding of the resurrection.
在我们下面停车场，就在十字架旁边，有邻居种的一棵橘子树。
Right next to the cross we have in the parking lot, there's a orange tree from our neighbors.
它不是常常的都是这么样子漂亮的。
It's not always have so much fruit in it.
因为它呢，在冬天的时候，那棵树只剩下一些的残枝。
In the winter, often you only see some branches.
然后今天早上我坐在那里祷告的时候，闻到一阵阵的香气扑鼻而来。
Today, as Reverend Lin was praying, and he smelled a very wonderful fragrance.
可能我肚子饿了。
Maybe he was hungry.
但是哈，那个我后来一直在看这个味道从哪里来。
And he was trying to find out where the fragrance came from.
我虽然哈呢耳朵不大好，但是鼻子很敏感。
Reverend Lin has a very sensitive nose.
啊，那所以后来就原来发现对面那棵橘子树有结了很多大的黄的橘子。
He noticed the orange tree was bearing much fruit.
但是当那个阳光慢慢的哈呢更出来的时候
，And the sun came out,
看见原来不单单是有那么多的橘子，那棵树上有很多白色的小花。
Remember, noticed there's also very many small flowers on the tree.
那个就是我们一般所讲的那个橘子的花 ，orange blossom.
Those orange blossom.
因为如果你去买蜜糖的话，有一种的蜜糖是它呢叫做 orange blossom honey.
If you go buy honey, sometimes you will see the label orange blossom honey.
然后呢，那个是满树开了那么多的白的花。
Yeah, lots and lots of flowers, the whole tree.
然后当那个太阳还能慢慢的升起来的时候，啊，那是更的那个花就开得更明显。
As the sun came out, you can really truly notice the flowers.
我突然就想起圣经上耶稣所讲的，在约翰福音15说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Reverend Lin just remembered John 15 mentioned about Jesus is vine, we are the branches.
或者我们也可以说，我们就如同这棵橘子树上的这些的一朵一朵的花。
We're just like these little flowers on the tree.
啊，那当那个我们连在这个橘子树上的时候，因为这个橘子树有生命，所以这个花就会是开放出来。
As we connected to the tree, because the tree is alive, the flower will bloom.
虽然在冬天的时候看起来好像是死的，好像是枯干的。
Even in winter, it looked like the tree was dead.
但是等到是有那个阳光的能力，还能有太阳的光照，还能然后这个树就开始有生机。
But with the sunshine and in springtime, the tree came alive again.
然后就会开花，就会结出那些大的漂亮的橘子了。
Bear flowers and fruits.
同样的，当我们连于耶稣基督。
Same thing as we were connected to Jesus Christ.
因为他有生命。
Because he has life.
所以他的生命使得我们的生命也能够是开花，也能够结果。
His life can empower us to have flowers and also have bear fruit.
所以我们今天可能是看到主复活的重要。
And we can see the importance of the resurrection of our Lord.
试试看这个可以不可以联系上，连线连上，诶，好像不大动耶，是不是有什么原因？平常是动的，今天好像不大动。
我想，可以吗？
可以了，谢谢。所以我们今天跟大家一同的来思想，就是与主同活的生命。
So today, let's meditate on the resurrection lifestyle.
那耶稣的复活为我们带来了是新生。
The resurrection of Christ brought us new life.
正如那棵树，因为它有根，所以它有力量，所以它会那个生命的力量就从它的上面的花，它的果是产生出来。
Just the tree, the flower and the fruit bear witness to the life of the tree and the root.
耶稣的复活使得信徒跟随他的人生命得到更新。
The resurrection of Christ made possible the new life in his followers.
这个更新是一种就是透过是洗礼而得来的。
And this renewal in one way is through the baptism.
因为可能罗马书第六章告诉我们，我们是借着洗礼归入耶稣的死，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Romans chapter 6 verses 3 to 5, that we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
很重要的，正如在罗马书接下来说的，我们若在他的死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Very importantly, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like this.
当我们的姊妹们他们是进到水里，我们奉主的名替他们施洗。
As our sisters, they were baptized in the water.
那是代表了他们是连于主的埋葬。
It symbolized that they connected with the burial of Christ.
他们的过往，他们的罪，都因为信靠耶稣而得到赦免。
Their past, their sin were forgiven through that.
不是水能够使赦免，是耶稣能够赦免。
It's not that the water can wash their sin away, but Jesus can wash their sin away.
但是这个水也有一个象征的意义。
But its water also has a symbol.
因为正如我们是手脏了，洗一洗就干净了。
As if we have a dirty hand, we can wash away with water.
所以当我们是奉主的名，是替他们施洗的，他们的过往，他们的是罪都得到赦免，得到洁净。
As we baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ, that their sins were forgiven and washed away.
但是我们没有把他们留在水缸里。
But we didn't just leave them in the tub.
甚至还那个赶紧牧师要把他们拉出来。
The pastor need to bring them out.
所以我相信他们每个人都是游泳好手。
They're probably all good swimmers.
但是为什么要从水里上来呢？
But why do we raise them up from the water?
因为当他们从水里上来的，这就是象征他们与基督是一个新的开始。
As they come out, it symbolizes a new beginning with Christ.
是他们像耶稣从死里复活一样，有一个新的生命。
Just like Jesus was resurrected, they have a new life.
正如约翰福音三章五节，耶稣曾经说过。
In John chapter 3, verses 5, Jesus said,
我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit.
当耶稣让人特别留意一个真理，耶稣就会说，我实实在在地告诉你。
When Jesus wants to emphasize something, he will say, very truly I tell you.
所以这里耶稣让我们留意，人要从水和圣灵生的，才能进入神的国。
Jesus wants us to notice that we need to be born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God.
所以在教会里面，洗礼是叫做圣礼。
So in the church, baptism is a holy ceremony.
Sacrament.
Sacrament.
那个不只是一个仪节而已。
It's not just a ritual.
而是一个圣礼。
It's a sacrament.
有外在的行动。
It has external action.
有内在的属灵的恩典。
By internal spiritual blessing.
因为耶稣都这么说了。
Because Jesus has said so.
那我们又怎么能够不遵行呢？
So we need to follow.
但是这里耶稣也说，人要从水和圣灵生的。
So here says people should be born of water and the Spirit.
怎么从圣灵生呢？
How are we born of the Spirit?
就是当我们接受耶稣基督做救主。
When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
请他做我们生命的主。
To be the Lord of our life.
那时还的那个我们祷告，请耶稣进到我们生命里。
As we pray to ask Jesus to enter our heart.
所以还的圣经就说了，那叫耶稣从死里复活的者的灵，就是上帝的圣灵，会住在我们心里。
Romans says the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you.
使我们又活过来。
Will also give life to you.
所以这个就是我们今天为什么要举行洗礼。
That's why we have our baptism.
所以我们在这里那么高兴， 不是说只是教会是多了几位的会员。
Today we're so happy. It's not just because we have added a few members to our church.
对，我们固然要为这个感恩。
We want to give thanks for that.
但是更重要的，我们看到他们的新生命。
But more importantly, we see they have new life.
他们是上帝的儿女。
They're God's children.
但是我们怎么样子让这个生命是能够继续呢？
But how do we continue this new life?
当我们从这里离开的时候，
As we leave here.
当我们那个复活节啊那的那个庆祝过后，
As we conclude the celebration of Easter,
当我们是才能从洗礼拍完照了，拿了礼物走出去之后，
After the baptism, after we have taken a photo and given the gifts,
那我们要怎么样子能够继续的维持着新生的生命呢？
What should we do to continue this new life?
在哥罗西书三章就话说了。
Colossians chapter 3 says,
也是刚刚第二位姊妹所读的经文。
It's also what the second sister has read earlier.
说你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
我们是想前面看前面这三节。
Let's look forward.
这里想到我们说要当求在上面的事。
Set your minds on things that are above.
好，那在英文一些的哈的那个版本说是 seek the things that are above.
Or some of the versions say seek the things.
这个字在希伯来在希腊原文里面意思是你渴慕，你想望，你甚至愿意出力去追求。
Original Greek, it means that you desire, that you strive for.
然后这里所用的文法是现代命令式。
It's a present imperative tense.
意思就是说是要一直不断所做的事情。
It's a continuing action.
也就是说我们不是只是在洗礼的那一刻是追求在上面的事，追求跟随耶稣基督。
It's not just at one moment of baptism, but it's a continuing action.
那是一生的追求。
It's a whole life.
那是一生的学习，一生的服从。
It's a lifelong learning, lifelong obedience.
就好像那耶稣说的，你替他们奉圣父、圣子、圣灵受洗之后，凡我所教导你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Just like Jesus says, after you are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, and obeyed all the teachings of His command.
那是一生的尾声。
And that's a lifelong obedience.
并且这里告诉我们，除了当求在上面的事之外，圣经好像又重复了讲了一句话。
Even on top of seek the things that are above, the Bible says something in addition to that.
除了不单单要求，还要思念在上面的事。
Not only to seek, but also to think about it.
那个英文来讲是翻译是 set your minds on things that are above. 那这不同的地方是什么呢？那一个字是你们要欢喜，这个呢是讲到你是对这一个上面的事是那么样子的是欢喜，以致这成为你生活的一部分。
It's also talk about the joyful attitude that you have, the affection that you have, you become part of your life.
在新闻里面的字是 disposition, 就是说你的成为一种生活的习惯。
You become a habit in your life.
是你的 affection.
It's affection.
是你欢喜渴慕去做的事情。
It's something that you like to do joyfully.
就好像你好像那个每天好像那个你想到是你看到好的事情你想到什么？
Just like when you see a good thing, what do you think of?
有时候好像那个你看看好像那个的好像那个奥斯卡奖的时候。
When you watch the Academy Award.
那个当一个人听到说他得奖了，他很高兴地冲上台去。
When someone won an award, he went up the stage.
然后他很感动。
And he was very moved.
然后他会讲什么？
What would he say?
他常常会是讲想念他的家人。
He often will thank his family.
能谢谢他的父母。
Thank his parents.
有些是谢谢他的配偶。
Some will thank his spouse.
这个就是 disposition.
This is the disposition.
如果你今天遇到一件事情，你第一个想到的是什么？
When you encounter an event, what's the first thing that comes into your mind?
很多的父母看到好吃的东西，第一个想到孩子。
Parents, when they see something that's good to eat, they think about their kids.
虽然今天很多孩子看到好吃的东西不一定想到父母。
Even though the kids, when they see something delicious, they might think of their parents.
这个就是你的要思念的事情。
This is the thing that you should set your minds on.
所以圣经就提醒我们了。
The Bible reminds us.
在罗马书八章那里说。
In Romans chapter 8.
如果我们常常思念属灵的事情。
If we often think about the spiritual things,
我们常常想念耶稣。
You often think about Jesus.
还有我们体贴圣灵的事情。
To think about the spiritual things.
带来的结果就是生命跟平安。
Will bring us peace and life.
在那下面几个字看不到了，是意思说是 the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace.所以有一位十九世纪很出名的圣经学者叫做 Lightfoot.
There's a famous theologian called Lightfoot.
他是牛津大学的一位教授。
He's a professor in Oxford University.
也是英国圣公会的一位是主教。
He's also an archbishop in
the Anglican
Church.
他曾经写这个注释的时候谈到这句话，就是说你不是单单只是要是追求天堂，
that you must not only seek heaven,
并且你要常常的想到天堂。
You must also think heaven.
我们要想属灵的事情。
We need to think about spiritual things.
做一个考验。
Let's try this as a test.
那你今天晚上回到家里。
Tonight, as you're at home.
一天下来很安静了。
You know, in a peaceful environment.
没事做了。
When you finish everything.
你要休息一下。
Before you rest.
你坐下来，你想到的是什么？
When you sit down, what do you think of?
你想到这是想读经祷告吗？
Do you think of reading the Bible?
还是你很自然的啪一下子打开电视？
Or do you just want to turn on the TV?
或者是你一下子赶紧跑去上网？
Or do you want to get on the internet?
或者有些人赶紧拿起电话来就讲话？
Or do you want to pick up the phone to call someone?
那个就是你所思念的事情。
That is what you set your mind on.
圣经说我们要思念那上面的事。
The Bible said we need to set our minds on things above.
思念耶稣基督。
Set our minds on Jesus,
而不是只是思念世上地上那些会过去的事情。
And not think of the things of this world, things that will pass away.
所以箴言书里面提醒我们，
The Proverbs reminds us,
要保守我们的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出的。
Above all else, guard your heart, not for everything you do flows from it.
所以哥罗西书三章三节就提醒我们。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 reminds us
我们的生命是与基督一同藏在神里面。
Our life is now hidden with Christ in God.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你想想看，如果这个东西，这个瓶盖，那是藏在我手里面，你看到的是什么？
If this cover is hidden in your hand, what do you see?
看到的是什么？
What do you see?
只是看到手，看不看得到瓶盖。
You only see Reverend's hand, you cannot see the cover.
所以，你的生命藏在基督里。
Your life is hidden with Christ.
我的生命藏在基督里。
My life is hidden with Christ.
当人家看见的时候，应当看见谁？
When people see you, what
应当看见基督。
They should see Christ.
那只有当那个人家看见基督，我们的生命藏在基督里面，那这个。才是一个基督化的生命。
Only when we are hidden with Christ that this is truly a Christian life.
听过一个很感人的故事。
I've heard a very moving story.
因为牧师常常到处都讲，都找一些的能够励志的故事。
As pastors often go seek many moving stories of people.
以前有一个很出名的传道人叫做 Henry Morehouse.
There's a very famous evangelist called Henry Morehouse.
有一天晚上他是在讲道。
One night he was preaching.
大家忽然留意到在会众当中有一个是煤矿工人。
And people noticed a rough coal miner.
那是他有很臭的脾气。
He was a very vile temper.
然后又是一个醉酒的人。
He was a heavy drinker.
并且当他醉酒之后，常常的是打太太、骂孩子。
When he was drunk, he often mistreat his wife and children.
这个是真实哦，因为他有一个名字叫做 Ike Miller。
This is a historical truth. His name is Ike Miller.
所以在堂会里，很多人就开始静静的祷告，希望这位 Ike 能够当天晚上信主。
So a lot of people saw him and they were praying that hoping that he will accept the Lord that night.
然后讲道的人Henry Morehouse 也是尽量的是对他讲道。
And Henry Morehouse preached his heart out to talk about salvation.
但是 Ike 好像无动于衷。
But Ike Miller did not respond.
完了，牧师讲完道的时候，Ike 就从后面走出去了。
Instead, he went straight out the door after the meeting.
然后大家都很失望。
The people were very disappointed.
哪知道后来他们才知道真相。
But later they found out.
原来那天 Ike 从教堂里出去之后，直接就回家了。
That after church, Ike went straight home.
他回家之后，他做了一些他多年来没有做的事情。
He did something that he had not done for many, many years.
他回家。他好好的去亲他的太太。
He went home and kissed his wife.
他是将他的两个女儿是抱在怀里。
And gathered his two children into his arms.
然后他带着眼泪的，他做了一个祷告。
And sobbingly he prayed.
他那个祷告就是他母亲在他小的时候教他的。
He prayed a prayer that his mother has taught him.
他是温柔的耶稣。
Gentle Jesus.
请你。是看顾这个小孩
，Look upon a little child。
是求你怜悯我的无知
，Pity my simplicity。
让我来亲近你
，Suffer me to come to thee。
一个生命的改变
，It's a transformed life。
不是只是语言的改变
，Not just a change in words。
而是说是有真正的行动的改变
，But truly change in your action。
我们怎么样子能够将我们的生命是藏在基督里，藏在神里面呢
？How can we live a life that's hidden in Christ？
这就进到我们今天所讲的最后一点。
And then we'll come to our last point。
我们要做一个基督化的生活。
We want to live a Christ-like life。
那个叫基督化的生活是什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
基督化的生活就是说。我们让基督的平安在心里做主。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
这个字在圣经里面很特别。
This is very unique word in the Bible.
在圣经里，新约圣经里只用过一次。
It only happened once in the New Testament.
中文翻译做做主。
In the Chinese translation, to be the Lord.
但是其实更适合的是什么？让基督的平安在你们做当中做求赛的裁判。
More appropriately, it should be that the peace of Christ be the judge of your heart.
那是我们在美国很多人很欢喜看球赛。
In America, a lot of people like to go to ball games.
那很重要的就是球赛里的裁判。
And the most important person is the umpire.
知道那个孩子打球的 Peter 都去做裁判。
You know that Peter often was act as an umpire.
有一天他来开会，我看见他穿了一个红的黑的衣服。
One day he came to church wearing the red and black.
然后我才知道，原来穿做裁判的就是要穿那样子的衣服，很明显的。
They knew that as an umpire you need to wear something that's very obvious.
然后还有个哨子。
And he also have a whistle.
因为你一吹哨的时候，就是你决定这个谁赢、谁错、谁对、谁输。
You can blow the whistle and decide who is right, who is wrong, who won, who lost.
所以，让基督的平安在我们心里做裁判，就是在一切的事上让基督来做主、做裁判。
So that the peace of Christ be the umpire means that His peace rule in our hearts.
如果你跟人家不和。
If you have conflict with others,
那你跟请耶稣来做裁判。
And ask Jesus as your umpire.
让主想想圣经中有没有耶稣做裁判的。
You think about Jesus acting as umpire in the Bible.
耶稣的时代没有打网球。
At that time there was no tennis.
那没有打橄榄球。
There's no football.
那个也没有美式足球。
There's no
我找来找去，好像圣经里没有看到哪里耶稣做哈那裁判。
Doesn't seem like the Bible mentioned anything about Jesus being the umpire.
后来我在路加福音里找到一个。
And he found something in the Gospel of Luke.
有一次，圣经说，有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me."
这个人想请耶稣来做裁判，一定最公平。
This person wanted to ask Jesus to be the judge to the empire.
那知道耶稣怎么说呢？
What did Jesus say?
谁立我做你做断事的官，给你分家业呢？
Who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?
然后对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions."
原来请耶稣裁判做裁判就得一个这么的结果。
Asking Jesus to be the umpire and the judge, this is the result.
那耶稣说，其实人的生命有更高的追求。
Now life there's a higher meaning.
人的生命有更重要的事情。
More important thing in our life.
我又在想，如果我们请耶稣做裁判，我们生命中今天的事情会怎么样？
If we ask Jesus to be our judge, what would be like in our life?
我想在马太福音，耶稣也曾经讲过。
In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said,
耶稣有人要告你哪里的里衣，连外衣也由他拿去。
If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well.
有人强迫你走一里路，你就同他走二里。
If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles.
其实这个第二句话是有时代背景的。
The second verse actually has a background.
因为当时犹太人是被罗马人统治。
At that time, the Jews were ruled by the Romans.
那罗马的法律规定。
The Roman law says.
如果一个罗马的士兵还能拿他的枪背来拍一个犹太人的背，轻轻的肩膀拍一下。
If a Roman soldier uses a weapon and tap on your back.
那这个是他，因为他是统治者，他有权要求这个犹太人是听从他的命令，是做走一里路，做他要做的事情。
Because he's a ruler, he had the authority to ask the Jews to walk with him for 1 mile to do whatever he asked for.
但是耶稣说，这一里是只是因为你是法律所定，没有办法。
1 mile is regulated by law.
但是耶稣说，你要甘心走到第二里。
But Jesus said you should go willingly with them for 2 miles.
那个就是说，你不存怨恨的，愿意是做额外的仁慈的事情。
So、you're willing to do something extra without anger, without hatred.
那这就是耶稣来做裁判的结果。
This is the result of asking Jesus be our judge.
那耶稣说，不要心存愤怒。
Jesus said, don't hold up anger.
那耶稣说，不要心存那怨恨。
Don't have hatred.
那耶稣说，要是甘心乐意的，用一个帮助人的心，来到走第二里路。
To be willingly, to walk the second mile with a willing attitude.
我想，如果耶稣来做裁判，耶稣会讲什么？
If Jesus is our judge today, what would he say?
那他在我们生命里面很多的事情，如果我们请耶稣来裁判，耶稣可能会用马太福音回答我们。
If we ask Jesus to be a judge, he may answer us using Matthew 7.
耶稣说，无论什么事，你愿意人家怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you.
那这句话其实中国人很熟悉。
Chinese people are very familiar with this part.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为中国的最出名的孔夫子曾经说过一句比较相仿的话。
Because Confucius also said something very similar.
大家都知道是哪一句？
You know.
己所不欲，勿施于人。
If it's something that you don't wish upon, don't do it to others.
Good translation. 那个就是说，你如果你不欢喜人家坐在你身上的，你也不该坐在人家别人身上。
You don't want others to do something to you, then you don't do that to others.
这个比较负面。
This is more negative.
但是耶稣讲的是正面的。
Jesus is more positive.
耶稣说，你希望人家怎么待你？
So what you would have others do to us?
你们就要怎么去待人家？
Do to others.
圣诞节我很希望人家送我礼物。
Christmas, I hope that people will give me a present.
那样子我什么？我应该先去送礼物给人。
I should give out the presents.
不要在那里等。
Don't just sit there and wait.
那不要说啊，我这些朋友那么样子孤寒，都不送礼物给我。
Don't ask how come my friends do not give me any gifts.
那你要做一个去率先的去送礼物给你的朋友的人。
You should take the initiative and give presents to your friends.
这就是耶稣这句话的意思。
This is Jesus' meaning in this verse.
所以，如果我们是请耶稣来做我们中间的裁判。
So if we ask Jesus to be the judge among us,
我们就有一个美好的人生。
Then we will have a beautiful life.
可能你在财务上，在可能物质上，你不一定很丰厚。
Materially, you may not have abundantly.
但是你会有一个很快乐、很蒙福的心情。
But you will have a happy and blessed attitude.
但是圣经告诉我们，除了请耶稣在我们生命中做总裁之外，还要怎么样呢？我们要把基督的道理丰丰富富的藏在心里。
The Bible also reminds us we need to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly.
当然，这里举出很多的方法。
Here I mention many different methods.
用各样的智慧，用可以讲道
，teaching，
可以唱诗
，sing psalms。
其实，很多圣诗都是教导性的。
These hymns they are very educational.
那个你唱了几十年，对你自然有潜移默化的影响。
You sing the hymn for many many decades, it will move you and convict you.
但是这里告诉我们最重要的，把基督的话是丰丰富富的藏在心里。
Most importantly, let the word of Christ dwell in us richly.
圣经上常常都提到是神的话。
The Bible often mentions word of Christ.
Word of God.
Word of God.
但是只有在这里，圣经唯一的一次提到基督的道理。
Only here it mentioned that it's a word of Christ.
我们要常常的把基督的道理存在心里。这个存在心里这个字也有特殊的意义。
The drop in your heart richly also have a special meaning.
存在心里这个字意思说让耶稣的是道理在你心里是好好的住下来。
That the word of Christ to live in your heart is as a home.
你今天有没有把耶稣的道理请到你的心灵里面？
Did you ask the word of Christ to come into your heart?
如果耶稣来到你心里，你应当是什么？你把它摆在一边吗？
Jesus in your heart, do you just set him aside?
还是你会好好的给他尊敬，让他是来到帮助你呢？
Or do you respect him and ask him to help you?
我们都很欢喜招待客人。
We all like to host a party.
我们常常的有时候也会有海外的访客来到我们当中。
We may have visitors from overseas.
当我们有访客来到我们当中的时候，我们怎么样呢？
What do we do when we have guests from afar?
你是只是 bed and breakfast 吗？
Do you act at the bed and breakfast place?
你只是早上晚上给他一张床睡，早上给他一杯咖啡，其他的就拜拜了吗？
Do you just give him a bed and coffee in the morning and just say bye, I will see you later?
我想大自然我们大部分的人，如果我们有亲友从东南亚来，从香港、台湾、中国来，我们都会花一点时间招待他们。
Most of the time, if we have friends or relatives coming from overseas, we will spend some time with them.
我们是把他们是以待以上宾之礼。
We will treat them with respect and honor.
那我还记得我们初搬来加州的时候，常常有人来看我们，是因为要去迪士尼乐园。
When Reverend Lin moved to California initially, many people will come visit on the way to go to Disneyland.
师母每次都是陪去，然后出钱，陪开车回来。
Mrs. Lin will drive them there, pay for a ticket, and go in with them.
过了几年之后，我们实在吃不消了。
After a few years, they decide not to do it.
他就聪明一点了。他说：“我把你带到迪士尼门口放下你，我晚上十一点来接你。”
She would just drop them off in Disneyland and pick them up later.
但是当我们带一个人以上宾的话，我们不是只是把他丢在一边。
But if we treat someone as an honored guest, you would not just set them aside.
所以，当你把耶稣的话是。放在你的生命中，在他待以上宾之礼的时候，就是你把他一定的给他尊重。
If you treat the word of Christ, that it dwell in your heart richly, then you should respect it.
每一个教会都有很多的那个圣经。
every church we have a lot of Bibles.
不是我们只是在教会公用的圣经。
Not just the one the communal Bible we have.
而是每一个教会的 lost and found 里面都有很多圣经。
That we find many Bibles not lost and found.
它的那个是大家来聚会漏掉的，然后 never miss it， 所以就不来找了。
A lot of people they lost the Bible at church and they never miss it at home. They didn't even realize they lost it.
啊，那所以我反正是常常很欢喜看到有人漏下圣经，我就看看这是谁，为什么三个礼拜了他都不想到要来找？赶紧为他好好祷告，求主感动他，要好好读经。
Whose Bible was it? How come after three weeks no one came to claim it, and we'll have to pray for this person?
我想我讲了这个话之后，以后大概不太有人会把圣经漏在教堂里。
After this, I hope that the people will not lose their Bible in the church.
当然，我也捡过车子的钥匙。
Reverend also found some car keys sometimes.
我有一次捡到一个 Lexus 的钥匙，好高兴。
Once he found a Lexus key, very happy.
希望三个礼拜没人来领。
We're hoping that no one will claim it after.
那这当天下午就有人来打电话来找了。
On the same day afternoon, people call to find out.
下次把 Lexus 钥匙留下来，把带圣经带回去。
Next time, make sure you bring your Bible home, but you can leave a car key to Lexus behind.
圣经说。
The Bible says.
啊，那为什么要把话存在心里呢？
Why should we store up His word?
啊，那因为将神的话存在心里，就免得我们得罪主。
I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
啊，那这是旧约诗篇给我们的解释。
It's explanation from Psalm.
但是有一个更美好的应许。
That's another even better promise.
是在约翰福音十五章的。
John 15.
耶稣说：“如果你们常在我里面
，If you abide in me.”
我的话也藏在你们里面。
My words abide in you.
凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
这多么好啊！
It's such a wonderful promise.
当你跟耶稣很亲近，
As you draw close to the Lord,
你又把耶稣的话常存在你里面。
That His words abide in us.
耶稣给你的应许就是你祷告，他就应允你。
His promise that whatever you ask when you pray, that He will fulfill it for you.
你希望祷告蒙应允吗？
Do you wish your prayer be answered?
这个就是祷告蒙应允的秘诀之一。
This is the secret, to answer prayer.
最后，我想我们今天结束的时候，圣经给我们一个很简单的提醒。
Lastly, just remember, the Bible given a reminder.
说无论做什么事，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
No matter what we say, no matter what we do in words or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
圣经常常给我们大原则，让我们能够过门徒的生活。
Bible often give us these big guidelines to live Christian life.
这里就是说，你无论做什么
，whatever you do.
他呢，其实还特别讲明了，你说话、你做事，就是包括你所有的一切事情。
Whether in words or deed includes everything.
啊，那什么，就是奉耶稣的名去做。
Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
这么我们就不会啊，那是做错事情。
And we won't do the wrong thing.
你今天想要骂人的时候，你想想能不能够奉耶稣的名去骂人
？When you try to scold somebody, can you do that in the name of the Lord?
不行了，你吞下去了。
No, you have to swallow your word.
你今天想去啊，那个啊，那去啊，那去看不好的东西在电脑上，你想想，你可不可以奉耶稣的名去看
？You try to look up something inappropriate on the internet. Can you do that in the name of the Lord?
你想想，大概不能了，又把电脑关上了。
Probably not. You turn off the internet.
如果你今天想要讲假话，或者是还能讲说人家的不好，你想你可不可以？名正言顺，光明正大，奉耶稣的名去讲人家的坏话。
If you're trying to lie, or you're trying to gossip, or talk behind someone's back, can you do that in the name of the Lord?
可以吗
？Can you?
不行，我们都知道、no. 啊，那样子啊，那我们就不做了。
Then we won't do that.
所以圣经给一个很重要的原则。
So our Bible has given us a great principle.
是啊，那也是一个很美好的原则。
It's a very good principle.
当我们每做一件事情。
Whatever we do,
是啊，那要能够奉主的名去做。
Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
你就想想看，你能不能奉耶稣的名做这个事情
？Can you do this thing in the name of the Lord Jesus?
如果你能够奉耶稣的名去做的，大概这个事情不会有问题。
If yes, then it's okay to do it.
如果你觉得这个事情大概不可能奉耶稣的名去做的
，You think something that you cannot do it in the name of the Lord.
那样子。大概最好你就不要做了。
It's probably best not to do it.
所以圣经其实不单单一次，也在哥林多前书有这一句话。
And also reminded once again in 1 Corinthians.
说无论你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
这是一个更高的境界。
This is a higher level.
刚刚我们提到是奉耶稣的名做一切的事情。
Previously said, do everything in the name of the Lord.
但是如果你能够这么做之后，最好的是你每一件事情都能够让神的荣耀来做。
But here, that do it all for the glory of God.
所以这就回到我们刚刚哥罗西书里面所讲的。
So come back to what we mentioned in the book of Colossians.
我们的生命要藏在基督里，还能藏在神里面。
Our life is hidden.With Christ in God.
让人家在外面看到你的时候，不是只是看到某某人，而是看到耶稣基督。
So when other people see you, they don't just see someone, they will see Christ.
我们今天有洗礼。
Today we have baptism.
我们的祷告是我们这些年轻的姊妹，他们是从今天开始，人家看见，是看见耶稣在他们的生命。
We pray that for our new sisters here.That when they people see them, they will see Christ.
让我也想到一个在德州听到的很出名的故事。
Reverend also thought of a story that he heard.
我来加州之前，我是在德州读书，而且读神学的。
Before he came to California, he was studying in a seminary in Texas.
德州有个很大的城市叫做 Houston， 大家都听过。侯斯顿。
Most people know that there's a big city in Texas called Houston.
其实这个 Houston 的这个城市是纪念在德州历史上一个很出名的有点流氓的人物，叫做 Sam Houston.
The city is named after Sam Houston of early Texas days. He was actually a very rough frontier hero.
然后他本来是在 Tennessee 那边的，后来做的不太好，他又跑到当时的最蛮荒的 Texas 重新来过。
Initially, he came from Tennessee, and he didn't do well there, so he moved to the frontier land in Texas.
梁子涵呢？我记得那时候我们读的大学的那个Mace， 就是每次那个是毕业礼要举的那个权杖，其实是里面就是 Sam Houston 的拐杖。
And in the university, upon graduation, they hold
a mace
that Sam Houston's mace.
Yeah, Sam Houston's walking stick.
His walking stick
was made into a mace.
I see.
But 他有一个太太是很敬虔的浸信会会友。
His wife is a very devout Baptist.
然后多年不断的为他祷告。
He prayed for him for years.
然后是最后 Sam Houston 愿意受洗了。
Finally, he was willing to be baptized.
当然当时受洗没有像我们今天这么样子有大理石的镜子。
At that time, of course, they don't have a marble tub.
然后他们也没有人那个早上一大清早来热水。
They don't have people come here to heat the water for them.
他们到河里去受洗。
They go to the river to be baptized.
而且他们那时候没有穿所谓敬礼的敬袍。
They don't have the baptism robe.
就是穿着普通的衣服就到水里去了。
They just wear regular clothes and go to the river.
所以当时当 Sam Houston 要受洗的时候
，When he was about to be baptized，
那个牧师就提醒他说
，The minister reminded him。
说请你把你的，我建议你把你的那个手表拿，你的那时候不是手表，那个戴表拿出来。
I suggest you take up your pocket watch and chain.
因为你泡在水里的这个表就坏了。
You'll ruin it if you get it wet.
那时候的表是不防水的，这是19世纪中叶。
19th century, the watch is not water resistant.
好，谢谢你。然后 Houston 就从裤袋里把他的那个表拿出来，交给一个朋友。
He said, "Thank you, I will." And he took out his pocket watch to a friend.
然后当他要进到水里的时候，霍仁牧师说：“等一等。
”Right about he got baptized, the pastor said,
你最好把你裤袋里的皮包也拿出来。
You better also hand him your wallet.
因为Bernard 你的皮包会弄湿的。
Your wallet will get wet.
然后 Sam Houston 想了一想
，Sam Houston thought about it for a moment。
然后他说：“不，牧师。
”He said, "No, I believe not."
那我想我的皮包也需要受浸。
I think my wallet also need to be baptized.
这个话是什么意思
？What does that mean?
但这个有一定的深度在这里。
It has a certain meaning, you know.
啊，那因为他不是人子，单单人受浸。
It's not just him being baptized.
而且他今后因为成为一个基督徒，他用钱的方式都要需要基督化。
That from then on, the way that he spent his money should also be in the Christian way.
所以这也是我们的提醒。
It's also a reminder for us.
啊，那我们需要有结出来果子。
We need to have bear fruit for the Christ.
所以我们今天在结束的时候。
So in conclusion,
让我们记得
let's remember,
要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主
let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts,
把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里
let the word of Christ dwell in you richly,
无论做什么都要奉主耶稣基督的名去做
and whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
那样子的话人家看见的就不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着
Then people will not just see you, but they will see Christ living in you.
Amen. 感谢主，我们今天是唱一首的诗歌来结束我们的聚会。
We'll conclude with a hymn.
那个。